Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fat, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Welcome to Lawless Radio, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, probably not no boys and girls. But, all right, you all are not tuned in to Lawless Radio. This is the Grit Grind Hour, and unfortunately, no, I am not TL. I am not the chairman. I am yours truly, the one and only Buck, coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a beautiful 74 degrees. It's sunny. It's a beautiful day in Georgia. I wish I was here to enjoy it. But anyway, all right. The chairman is out. He's out making some $100,000 moves on behalf of Lawless Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Watch what's coming up next for Lawless Radio. Big things, big things, big things, big things. All right. Lawless Radio is here to support our local come up, all our unsigned underground independent artists, rap, R&B, blues, soul, gospel. Oh, and my personal favorite, house music. Love it to death. Any of my Midwesterners out there that have someone that creates some beautiful and lovely house music, please go to Lawless Radio. Submit your music. Let's get you on the air. Man, let's do it, y'all. Come on now. Where my house head's at? Where my house head's at? All right, we're going to do what we always do for these artists, and I'm coming right out the box with y'all right now. With Addicted by R. Smith. Be right back. Hold tight.
I'm addicted to your swagger. I'm addicted to my tears. Got a sex Mama way much classy, my snowflake with no flurries. See the smash sky, lights up the room like a strike of 12 on an afternoon. Keep me in line like an auto-tune. Talking about my dad, whoosh, got a chocolate drop with no Hershey. Damn, my shot is so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy, my snowflake with no flurries. See the smash sky, lights up the room like a strike of 12 on an afternoon. Keep me in line like an auto-tune. Talking about my dad,
when I came over the next time, Shanice wasn't even in mine. I came over for Jada Boo. Shanice didn't even have a clue. I played it all so swiftly. She peeped it ever so gently. See the smashy guy lights up the room. Yes, I'm talking about Jada Boo. Then I hit her up on Facebook. I asked her if she wanna hook up. She was skeptical about it, then she thought about it. Then she said, let's talk about it. Memorial Day was the first day I came over, she was happy. We smoked the blunt, talked about the future. Watch her ass the cushion, smoke the cushion.
Jada Boo.
Jada.
The love I got for you, Shawty.
You know what it is. Yeah.
Nobody ever be able to say
nobody.
You know what I'm talking about? Excuses are the tools in that conversation. Yeah. It's nothing that she did.
Nothing matched.
When all else fails, let the haters get on that
top. Yeah. Damn, my shower is so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy, my snowflake with no flurry. See the smash sky, lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like an auto-tune. Talking about my dad, whoosh, got a chocolate drop with no Hershey. Damn, my shower is so curvy. Got a sexy mama with much classy, my snowflake with no flurry. See the smash sky, lights up the room like a strike of 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like an auto-tune. Talking about my dad, damn, shower so perfect. Got a sexy mama with much classy, my snowflake with no flurries. See the smash sky, lights up the room like a strike 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like a cotton tune. Talking about my dad, boo. Got a chocolate drop with no Hershey. Damn, shower so perfect. Got a sexy mama with much classy, my snowflake with no flurries. See the smash sky, lights up the room like a strike 12 on the afternoon. Keep me in line like a cotton tune.
This one goes out to all the ladies out there, to the brilliant, the bold, and the beautiful. All right, let's go. Legs and thighs, but more than that, I got a brilliant mind. So come correct, and please don't waste my time. And if you didn't know, you better recognize I'm a queen in every way. You can tell by the way I sway. I handle my business every day. I got a swagger that you just can't miss. I got pride and confidence. If you a queen, then rock to this. For you, I just wanted to stop by and encourage you, and just let
Naomi Campbell walk, Naomi Campbell walk, and do the Halle Berry, and do the Halle Berry, and do the Halle Berry.
You better recognize.
You better recognize. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Mm.
And if you didn't know, you better recognize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Lawless Radio, everybody. This is Buck. I am sitting in for the chairman, TL. This is, yes, this is Rick Grimes. All right. For the break, I came out the door with Addicted by R. Smith. Right after that, I played My Queen, which I'm kind of drawn to that song for some reason. Well, I guess it's because of my personal very own Queen by Clarence Blakely. Right after that, Jada Boo by Magic, and then you just heard Queen by Lyrics. I gotta find out what this Naomi Campbell walk is on that last track. I kind of like the thought of it, but I gotta figure out what that is. All right, let's get it started, y'all. First thing that comes to my mind is something that I saw a while back, and I meant to mention it on my show, Bucking Off, which airs tomorrow at 9 o'clock. But I didn't get a chance to. I had other things going on. Right after these, Boston Marathon bombing, right after this happened, like before they captured the young boy, one of the young boys that did the bombing, I was going to Walmart. And as I was going to Walmart, I noticed a woman, or should I say a Muslim woman, and she had the whole headdress and long skirt on. All you saw was her eyes. That was all you saw. She had her two kids with her, you know. She had a boy, and I believe it was a girl. Might have been, yeah, I believe it was a boy and a girl. So, like I said, all you saw was her eyes. She was all the black dressed, headdress, long dress, this, that, and the other, you know, and all you saw was her eyes. But she was walking just behind me as I was walking through the parking lot into the Walmart, and I could hear her talking to her children. And as I'm listening to her voice, she sounds like a regular woman, you know what I'm saying, a regular human being. I mean, there was no accent, you know, I mean, she sounded like a black girl off the hood, to be honest with you, you know. So as I'm walking, and like I say, she's just behind me, so I can see the people that are coming towards us as they're coming out of the store. We're going into the store, and I can see how the people are looking at this woman with all her Muslim headdress on and all this. Like I said, all you saw was her eyes. And, I mean, you know, they just cutting the eye at her, you know what I'm saying? I just felt bad. I mean, I felt something deep down inside of me that said, that's a damn shame. This woman didn't have nothing to do with what's going on in the world, but y'all cutting y'all eyes at her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I didn't think that was cool. I didn't think that was cool at all, you know? That's some real ignorant prejudice and misunderstanding that's going on in the world. I don't have the answers for it. Don't call me and go to the chat room and say, well, what's the answer, Buck? Hell, I don't know. You know, matter of fact, if you want to call me, 646-478-5209, go to lawlessradio.com, click on the listen to chat tab and chat. All right. So, I mean, I'm like, damn, what? I just thought that was senseless. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was really bad. Them to be looking at this woman like that, like she had something to do with the bombing and 9/11 and all this, that, and the other, man. You know what I'm saying? When will the prejudice stop, man? When will the misunderstanding stop? When will the ignorance stop? Ignorance is the fact of not knowing, if anybody didn't know what ignorance meant. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, this was a regular woman. Like I said, I heard her voice. I heard her talking to her children. She was with her kids, you know what I'm saying? Talking like a regular person, you know? She wasn't saying no death to America and all praise Allah and all this, that, and the other. She was just with her children going to get some groceries. And folk cutting their eyes out of man, you know what I'm saying? Like she had something to do with what's going on in the world, you know? Come on, man. I mean, not every Muslim is jihad or al-Qaeda, as President Bush would say, former President Bush. Excuse me. But I just don't believe you should prejudge like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, take it from a black man that's been seen prejudice in his lifetime, you know. But I just felt real bad for that lady, how folk were cutting their eyes. Now, I will confess that there was once upon a time when I was at Stone Mountain Park. And I saw some people come into the park, and the women, they had their headdress on, all black. You know, like I said, you know, all you saw was their eyes, you know. And I was kind of caught off guard like that. I'm like, I'm ignorant. I didn't know. I didn't know they was able to come to the park and socialize and have a good time. I thought all they had to do was stay in the house, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't cut my eyes at them, you know what I'm saying? Like the damn terrorists, you know what I'm saying? That's wrong, people. Come on now. Come on. I'm sure we can do better than that, you know? I mean, that's just straight out wrong to prejudge like that, man. I don't get it. I don't get it at all, you know? I had a friend of mine who used to catch the Greyhound bus a lot from town to town. You know, they do a lot of traveling, and they just like to get on the Greyhound bus. So one of my friends of the friend that likes to travel on the bus say, hey, man, why don't you start flying, man? You know, all these 17 and 22-hour bus rides, man, that's killing, man. Don't you think that's killing? Like, man, look here, man. I'm safe right here on this bus and not up in the air where I can be blown up or flown into a building. So my man said, well, if you feel that way, how about the brother over there in the bus station with the turban on his head, with his clothes in like a laundry bag or something like that? It's not a suitcase. His clothes like in a laundry bag, one of them like plastic bags they give you down at the bus station. And then they didn't even go through a metal detector, x-ray, or nothing. My man was like, oh, hell no. You got a good point there. They ain't checking no bags here as far as x-raying and seeing, checking for bombs and all that. So after that, my man stopped getting on the bus. He started flying from here on out. Not true. That was wrong. I mean, to point my man out like that, you know what I'm saying? But food for thought. But for real, y'all, I mean, let's stop the prejudging, man. I mean, these are human beings. These are people that bleed just like you bleed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the only difference between us and them is they have a different religion. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I mean, they still got a religion. They still believe in something. They believe in a higher power, you know. Now, me personally, I believe in a higher power, but I don't believe there's a higher power that will tell me to go blow something up, you know what I'm saying, with myself, with me with it, you know what I'm saying. I don't believe in a higher power going to do that. Hey, go blow this bus up, and don't get off the bus. You gotta die on the bus too. Nah, that monkey ain't gonna fly with Buck. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I ain't dying. I'm not Jesus. I'm not Jesus. I don't need to give my life for y'all down here acting damn fool and sinning and fornicating. And yes, I threw it out there, fornicating. I ain't scared, fornicating. I know y'all doing it. Hoeing and all that. Ooh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I don't think I can say hoeing on the F. I apologize. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I need somebody to call in and check me on my vocabulary. 646-478-5209. Go to lawlessradio.com. Click on the listen and chat tab, and chat. That's what we going to do. All right, y'all, it is 30 minutes after the hour. I'm going to do what we always do here on Lost Radio, support our up-and-coming artists, our local come-ups. If you like how your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music. Let's get you out there. We'll bring you on the air, y'all. We'll talk about your music or your poetry. Or better yet, hey, I'm stretching a hand out to all the comedians out there within the sound of my voice. I like comedians, too. Yeah, I surely do. Lawless Radio likes, man, that's deep. I want to say, what they call them? Motivational speakers. Yeah, motivational speakers. All right, look at like I said, let me play some music. I'm sorry, excuse me. Let me play some music, and then I'm gonna see if I can get Catrice to come in and join me on some of our conversation this evening. See if I can drag her out, whatever she's doing. All right, all the club, Ray Chills, be right back.
It's a weekend and we leveled up. And I got the hard levels up. Walking looking fast, hell, and I'm feeling desolate. Red bottoms on my feet, looking for the hell of it. You want it? I got it. You need it? I want it. Just want it? You flex it? I own it. They saw me on the track, put your name on it. Tell me on the track. Watch me do my thing on it. If we out in the club. Turn up in the bed.
this ain't no joke, y'all. Now I'ma set this thing straight, baby, young and big. I'm coming like a lunatic for the cheddar to kick. I ain't dropping these verses for rhyming sake. I wanna make bang shake bigger than Bill Gates. I'm a freaking headache for oldsters and youngsters. Find time for honey, but my business comfort. A hunger and thirst made each passing word. When my back's through the wall, that's when shit gets worse. It's been a dig deeper. With nothing but heart, don't ever step in my corner. I'll rip you apart, I'm a cool barracuda. With lots of smarts, I'll kick your ass so hard your breath will smell like a fart. The taste of success has never been sweeter. The chatter these days is way off the meter. Healthy as a horse, busting up by the meter. You good in the hood, but I'm the world winner.
If you step to me, you're gonna die. You ain't in my league, so don't try.
Come on,
I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. So if you step to me, you're gon' die.
Bring it on.
If you step to me, you're gon' die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you gon' die.
These rappers so lame, they claim they got game. I call that insane, they all sound the same. I've learned in this game, you don't earn your name. You don't work for fame, now ain't that a shame. Good grief, now I'ma start busting teeth. I'm a ruthless chief, who makes careers brief. I bring no relief, a new kind of beat. Pull my rhyme, go kill you with one leaf. That's how I roll black. Can't roll with gas, let's shoot them up crap, I'm too old for that. Still I'm the illest, I'll raid your whole village. Plunder and pillage, watch how I feel it. I've got the legs to outrun them,
yeah.
The lyrical power to outgun them,
down.
Just throw the blows, but I shun them,
yeah.
And hit right back and cold stun them.
If you step to me, you're gon' die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you're gon' die. If you step to me, you're gon' die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you gon' die.
I'm unstoppable, man, I'm about to wreck. And the bass so loud, they can break your neck. All who ain't ready for war, better hit the deck. True warriors like me, must demand respect. I flip this industry 180 degrees. I got this game on my shoulders like Hercules. I swarm on niggas like a gang of bees. My words are fang, you can't hang with me. I'm spitting lyric at the prolific rate. I'm putting this whole rap shit beyond debate. I'm a total nutcase when I'm dropping weight. Annihilating motherfuckers from state to state. And you don't respect how I rip it? You don't respect how I spit it?
Say what?
You talk the shit, but I did it.
Know what?
So you know what? Fuck all you critics.
Fuck y'all.
If you step to me, you're gon' die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you're gon' die. If you step to me, you're gon' die. You ain't in my league, so don't try. I'ma crush your game, then you gon' know my name. Cause if you step to me, you're gon' die.
Me, the wonder of mine. Oh, wow. All right, y'all. Welcome back to Lawless Radio. Sorry, y'all. I had to. I was in a dance mood just then. I had to play that FL Jones, I Choose You, and then I went back to back with it with the FL Jones, Heaven Here Tonight. I was just in a dance mood. I apologize for that. I thank you for understanding. All right, y'all. This is Lawless Radio. You're not tuned in to Great Grind, and no, I am not TL, I am Buck, and I'm coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia. I am here, sitting in for the chairman. He's out making $100,000 moves on behalf of Lawless Radio. Hey, y'all keep y'all ears and eyes open. Stay tuned in. I'm telling you, big thing, big thing, big thing. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being interrupted by one of our Lawless interns. Yes, that is true. Lawless Radio that has interns. This is for real. This ain't no joke. This is Lawless Radio. You dig? All right, hey, check it out. I want to throw some love. Do like Brother TL does. He throws some love to everybody out there at that airport, man. Each and every airport there is out there, man. You know what I'm saying? From the pilots all the way down to baggage guys, all the way to the cat that pushes you in the wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? Because you're too lazy or too fat to make it to your gate. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, shout out to all y'all. Appreciate what y'all are doing. Y'all keeping us safe. Y'all keeping us up in the air. Thank you. you know. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see. Before I went to the break, I was talking about, yes, I was talking about how prejudiced the folk was with the Muslim Islamic lady and her dressing, you know, after the whole Boston bombing there, and she was just, you know, she was in her Muslim dressing, you know, all you saw was her eyes, you know, and as she's walking in the store, I could see people cutting their eyes at her, you know what I'm saying, like she a terrorist, you know what I mean, you know, don't convict somebody because of their religion. Now, you know, there are some whack-ass religions out there, you know, once you blow yourself up, you know what I'm saying, you know, to get to heaven. The religion I was brought up in, I could have sworn suicide was the greatest deadly sin, you know what I'm saying? You don't go to heaven for suicide, you know what I'm saying? Don't be pumping nothing to me about, you know, these virgins and all that I'm going to get and come to find out these are male virgins, you know what I'm saying? So don't come pump that to me, you know what I mean? Suicide is a sin. You don't go to heaven for suicide, you know what I'm saying? So I can't get down with that part of your religion. But everything else, I respect, you know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, I'm glad you feel that there's a higher power, you know. You didn't come from an egg. Something else brought you, but you did sort of come from an egg. But in the beginning, in the first person, you wasn't no egg. Something created you. Something put us together. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm getting too deep with it. All right, let me back off that for a second because I'm losing listeners. 646-478-5209. Hit me up in the chat room. Go to lawlessradio.com. Click the listen to chat tab and let me know what's on your mind. All right. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, hey, I want to throw some love out to the one and only Charles Ramsey, the black man that saved the cute little white girls, I should say, up in Cleveland, Ohio. Much love to you, Brother Ramsey. Good looking out. I'm looking for I was looking for Catrice, but I'm not sure where she is right now. I would like for her to come in and put her little doctor spin on the whole cutting the eyes of the at the Muslim lady. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what she actually feels about that whole thing. I mean, of course, it's prejudice. And, you know, that's wrong. Profiling. There you go. Yeah, that's what it is. All right, let's bring her in. All right, here she is. I don't know what y'all want to call her, Dr. Lanelle Buckhalter, Catrice, whatever it is. Here she is. Hello, my dear.
Hello. I'm whoever you would want me to be tonight, okay?
Ooh. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop the bus, man. Stop the bus. Whoever I want you to be tonight.
Yeah, so you know, you just choose. But okay. hello, Lawless family and Grit Grind and the Grit Grind fans. I'm glad that you're holding us down. Okay, so there's two things I want to address. The whole Muslim, the lady in the dress and all that. I understand people are, you know, their nerves are on high, and you know, anybody that's in a rapping is going to get looked at, and it's just unfortunate because, you know, we are human beings, and we're just stupid like that. But you know, if this woman is speaking clear, plain English, and it's just her choice because she is Muslim, and this is what she wants to do, I mean, I don't think they should be. She shouldn't be looked down upon. Because I remember when you came back to the house and talked about that story, I was like, man, why would she even look at it like that? Like, now, what is the woman going to do, run to her vehicle and start calling the police and say, I seen some suspicious activity in the Walmart?
Yeah, you know? It kind of brought me to tears, man. Because this was a woman. This was a human being. She was with her children, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Going to the grocery store to get a meal, you know. I mean,
But, you know, and I understand that because, and see, that's the thing, and that's why people are always so on top of everything, because it's some ordinary-looking people that always do something crazy. So you got to look at it like, okay, you can't blame her, but dang, did you have to really look at it like that? I mean, because if you think about it, with the bombers, they're talking about the DNA. There's female DNA on these bombing materials. Whose female DNA was it? And you know his mom, the mother's acting crazy. She's talking all crazy. Yeah. She's saying it's the U.S. fault why her son is dead. Nah, player, your son put stuff in the pressure cooker and wanted to shoot out with the police. That's why he's dead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. So another thing I wanted to mention, the Charles Ramsey. You know, I'm like on top of that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on top. I'm even watching CNN right now. Cause I'm on top.
Oh, wow.
Of it. Now,
oh,
do
yeah.
you know? Yes. Do you know that they have dug into this man's life, and now people are saying he wasn't actually the one to pull the girl out. It was really a Hispanic man that couldn't speak English that helped the girl out, and it really wasn't Charles. And the next door neighbor is saying Charles is a liar. So let me just say this, okay? Now.
Wow. Man,
now
why?
Okay, and then on top of it, they were gonna offering Charles the reward, you know, and Charles said, "I don't want the reward. Give it to the girls because they need it." Now he's not even taking the reward. He said, "I already get a paycheck. I don't need that money.
Yeah,
I already get a paycheck."
Yeah, he getting that Social Security disability paycheck. Yeah, that's what he get. Go ahead.
Exactly, because so if he get that, so basically, you know, again, not stupid black man, because
mm-hmm.
if he take that money, Social Security gonna take it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
that, right? So
yeah.
there's
yeah.
no point in me taking
yeah.
this money. You
yeah.
know, so
yeah.
so basically, what you basically now they deep down in his life and saying that he wasn't the one that helped the girl out. Man, he wanted the one to help the girl. So now the only person that know who helped her is Amanda herself. So now we got to wait for Amanda's story.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what the girl say? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Mm. Mm, mm, mm. That's a damn
exactly.
thing. It's always somebody.
Always.
Always somebody. Man, my
always.
Goodness, man. I mean, the man. Oh, man. See that? You know,
Always.
Mm.
Always.
Mm, mm, mm. Oh, well. Love to you, Charles. I don't give a damn what nobody else says.
I don't care either. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, hey, if now you tripping, so you should have stepped up, even if you can't speak English. You had an interpreter to tell your story. Why you couldn't have an interpreter to tell the story that you rescued these women?
Yeah, where would you at when Charles was all in front of the camera? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Talking about his Big Mac. Coming
yeah,
back from a
yeah,
camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where were?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come
McDonald's
on.
And eating ribs and salsa dancing with the neighbors. Eating
but
the man's
well,
ribs.
The man going to be famous regardless. He's famous
yes,
regardless.
Yes, he is.
He's famous regardless.
Hey,
all right.
I'm down with him because he shows like somebody I hang out with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right,
yeah.
I'm just saying I'm not, you know, discriminating or nothing, but I think if he was somebody of another, you know, level, you know what I mean, this all
mm-hmm.
would be happening. He'll be
mm-hmm.
having, he'll be standing there with the check and all that stuff, and, you know, everything be good and copacetic and all that. But since,
yeah.
you know, he'll straight up brother, this is how I think of him. I think of him as like one of them crazy uncles. You know how you got one of them crazy uncles?
Me? Yeah.
Imagine just talk all kinds of just crazy stuff. And he's like, man, I mean, you know, that's Uncle Charles, man. I mean, they like, is he always like this? They like, well, that's Uncle Charles. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know no different. I don't know no different,
yeah.
you know? I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
so.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey. Right.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
You can look all in his face, and with his face and his hair, you can tell he was on some sort of disability. So yeah. Oh, brother man on disability. Yeah, Look at that hair. Look at that hairline.
Thank you.
That's screaming disability. That's
man. 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 Man.
Much love to you, child. Much love to you, child. All right, check it out. It's excuse me. It's the top of the hour, and I gotta go back to do what we do best, and that's supporting our underground, unsigned, independent artists here on Lawless Radio. All right, this is a good one, y'all. Do or die. Do your thing.
Do your thing. Do your thing, girl. Do your thing. Do your thing, girl. Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror? Do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror? Do what you do. Do your thing.
Body, vibrant Bugatti body. Let me take a look at you, baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You lookin' good in the mother. Come and pop bottles of the rosé with me. Nothing sicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, say the kiss of your body, cause I can almost brace it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax while we changing spaces. Bottles for aces, running down your body so I lick and taste it. Cheekbones in different places, in the Bentley it's a favorite. I got to offer for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the record, let that matter. But the get better when it's always worth it. She's super soaky, but the cheddar, ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move? Off in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move? Off in the mirror, do what you do.
Put the Phantom in parts of the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. So the roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to sit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Holding on vitamin sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke her to the left. When her brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do you think I'm gone? Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing, do your thing. Do your thing.
You do.
Do your thing.
Do what you do.
Do what you do.
Work your body, girl. Go do what you do.
Do your thing.
Do what you do. Do what you do. Work your body, girl. Go do what you do.
Do your thing.
Do what you do.
Do what you do.
Work your body, girl.
Get down, door to sound. Get down, door to sound. Let's get down, door to sound.
My family pushed me for law school first. Yeah. It never occurs to heal my lyrical turn. The more I'm restricted, the more I go for it. For my heart in the paper so they someday hear it. Words travel in spirit and reflect my mind. Yeah. Leaves all the useless bitterness behind. I close the blinds, walk further from my past. Long hours being a mess like a shattered glass. Life's success, I pass it with a flying color. Put everything on the table like a high roller. Shots fall on bad when opportunities die. Sometimes you need an extra push to even try. I wanna rap all the time and make the speakers cry. Bye. within you. Sit hard to hit a treasure that lies beneath you. And whatever you do, buckle up and take a chance. Since the world offers you a beautiful slow dance, opening the path for you to make a little advance. The year is yours to walk with a little breath. Hold your stance as you glide under the spotlight. I start to rock for my like a sleep at night. The world flows right for it out of my head. Combined to art where the sentences are made to masterpiece. Many people can deny. I look far above, up to the velvet sky. Rapping all the time and make the speakers cry. Yeah. Bleed with the sound of this time pass me by.
We like to dedicate this one to all the sexy, beautiful ladies all over the world. It's everything about you. Tell them, Javon.
Baby, come and get a little closer so I can hold you, yeah. Baby, you looking so good. I'm wondering if I should go ahead and give you this one. Baby, I wanna do your body so right.
Girl, what?
got this rap off my pocket. Do you know what? I got this rubber out of my pocket.
Voila!
Yeah, my satisfaction is guaranteed. I'ma keep the business, that's what you need. Max is here to put by my shoulder. The Saudi bad when I try to fuck. Can I wind and dine? I wanna take my time. Cause I've owned the birds to make you mine. Can I use my hands to do the slowest match? Girl, you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna rub my hands up and down your front. Get away and shout to make it rain. Atlanta, Georgia, I thought it toast. The best part of waking up calling folks. My buster, baby, my fucking lady. My hip was a good, that's on the baby. Her climax is my IMAX. Niggas can't see me.
All right.
All right, before the break, we talked a little bit about prejudiceness towards the Muslim Islamic people here in America, and as far as everything that's going on, they're all being labeled as terrorists. Shame on you. And yeah, that was just pretty bad, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were gonna add something on that.
Oh no. I was just gonna say I totally agree. I think that, you know, the prejudice is still strong out there, and it's going to be forever out there, I tell you, because everybody's going to be on watch, you know, because once one demographic do something, you are watch. And unfortunately, this demographic is taking a hit.
You know what just crossed my mind? Wow. Hey, okay, prejudice. Speaking of prejudice, there's a story that I ran across. I don't know where it was, but I ran across this story. That was this woman who was on a plane, and she was seated next to a Negro, you know, and she didn't want to sit next to him. So she flagged the flight attendant and said, "Hey, I would like to change seats. I don't want to sit next to this Negro." And the flight attendant that said, "Okay, sure, let me see if I can find you another seat, you know, in coach." So the flight attendant left, and she went to go find a seat. She returned back to the lady and said, "Ma'am, I'm sorry, but we don't have any more seats available in coach. We're all full in coach." So the flight attendant told the woman that she can go and see if there is an extra seat in first class, but she has to get an okay. The flight attendant has to get an okay from the captain of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Okay, fine, go ahead, do that." So the flight attendant left, and she went and she found a extra seat in first class. And the flight attendant asked the captain, "Hey, there's a woman who's not comfortable sitting next to this Negro back here, and she wants to trade seats, but there's no more seats in coach, and there's an extra seat in first class. Can they have the first class seat?" And the captain said, "Well, if you are sitting next to someone that you're just not comfortable sitting next to, you do have the right to change seats." So the flight attendant said, "Okay, fine, Captain." So the flight attendant came back to the woman that was sitting next to the Negro that she didn't want to sit next to.
Uh-huh.
She kindly asked the Negro, "Sir, can you gather all your belongings and follow me to first class?"
Mm.
Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Did you catch
deep.
That?
That's
Did
deep.
You catch that?
That's deep.
The woman
That's
didn't
deep.
Get the first class seat. The
uh-huh.
Negro did.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. See where prejudice gets you?
Mm-hmm.
See where
mm-hmm.
prejudice gets you? Nowhere. You
mm-hmm.
didn't accomplish nothing. You didn't proceed to the next level. You still stuck on that same stank ass prejudice level where you was at, right there.
Mm-hmm.
The Negro done moved on. He done moved on. You see what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
I don't want to get on my soapbox right now. But I'm just trying to prove to y'all where prejudice gets you in life. Remember
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that.
Exactly.
All right. What were you saying about Charles Ramsey? Somebody trying to steal Charles's glory. Is that what you said before the break?
Basically, I was just watching. Of course, I'm still on CNN, and I'm watching the breaking news that another gentleman was the first on the scene, and now Charles, and this gentleman is the one that got her out of the house. and everything. And they're saying Charles was not the one, the first responder on the scene. So, yeah. And that's but I'm still, you know, I ain't doubting Charles at all because I'm iffy on the stories. And see, but people are always quick to make judgments.
Yeah.
But you got to think, you know, you got to think. I mean, I know he looks like a little shady, but, you know, there's up until a certain point you can make something up to, you know, just basically, you know.
Because if he made all that up, he wasting his life away. He need to be in movies or something, TV or something, man.
Man,
you can't make that up, man. Come on, man.
I ain't feeling that, man. I'm glad the girls are found. It's always something, you know. Now you got the twist.
Yeah.
You got the twist with the girls been gone for 10 years, and then now you got this twist of who actually rescued them.
Yeah.
You know. So there, that's that.
Well, the main point is they're safe. They're at home. You know what I'm saying? It's really not about Charles. I mean, it is a little bit, but it's mostly. I'm sorry. It's mostly about the well-being of these three young ladies and the young infant child that was.
I'm gonna talk about that. I'm not sure if I talk about it this Friday. I'm not sure how my capability is gonna be, but I'm actually gonna talk about the whole psychological of the child, because now this child, although Amanda is her mother, her father is a man that kidnapped her mother.
You
know, so I mean, you know,
so
I'm gonna talk about that.
Sort of like a child conceived out of rape, sort of.
Basically, that's basically what it is.
That's kind of deep, man. That's taking that to a whole nother level, man.
That's exactly what it is. So now you're going to grow up knowing, because it's not. I mean, I know there's, you know, and I can't say there's plenty, but I know there are some people that have, you know, mothers that decide to keep child, you know, of a cause of a rape out there in the world. I know they're out there. However, this little girl is now on national TV because her mama was kidnapped for 10 long years. So, I mean, she's never going to forget that. That's always going to be there, always. And then she's going to be in the spotlight. You know, when she gets older, she'll be in the spotlight. Yeah, I mean, it gets deep, man. It gets real deep. You know,
This is something that you're going to talk about on midday release?
I'm not going to get so into, but I'm just going to give you the main factors, you know, what we're talking, like, you know, like what we're talking about tonight. But, you know, I'm going to give you, you know, a little bit more information on, you know, because it's important things that people need to know. You know, people are making judgments and doing this and doing that. You know, I read something on Facebook that some idiot is going to say, well, Amanda should give her child up for adoption. What? I mean, come on, man. Really? What? That is the most crazy, insane thing I've ever seen. So, I mean, you know, you have to, I'm going to speak upon it. I ain't make everybody sad, but I'm just going to let you know that, you know, you need to know this information, you know. People need to know that, because people are not sensitive to things. When things happen to people, people are not sensitive about it. And you have to explain to people exactly what the problem is so they maybe can understand. There you go. Have to put it down for you. All right. So
that's gonna be deep. Yeah, that's Pulitzer Prize winning there right there.
yeah, okay, all right, yeah. You got jokes. But
no, I'm I'm serious. Oh wow. Hey y'all, make sure y'all check out Lawless Radio every night of the week. We got something for you just about every night. On Tuesday nights there is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw. Y'all check that out. It's about 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Then that's on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, of course, Strict Grind, the chairman, Brother T.L. Check him out at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And then 9 o'clock Eastern, there is me, Fucking Off with Buck. Yes, that is me right here sitting there for the brother, making them $100,000 moves on behalf of Lawless Radio. Y'all keep your eyes open. And also, coming up on Friday is Dr. Passion, Dr. Lynette Buck, called the Midday Release. Check it out so you can get your release on and get on with your weekend. And make sure y'all check out Lawless After Hours, because, man, that, wow, that's all I'm going to say. Check it out. No Limit. It's on Saturday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time with Mel Lawless and lovely Manda. Y'all check us out, man. I wait up the whole week so I can just, you know, I just be Buck, because it's what? It's No Limit, and it's on Lawless Radio. So how much?
That's like, I want to make sure y'all catch BMO Slim on Wednesday night, Lawless After Dark at 11. Okay, you need to check him out.
Thank you, because that's where I will be tonight. Full show. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I got me something to drink on. I got something to choke on, and I'm going to tell it. Yeah, you know what? A while back, I missed him a while back. He had a deep, deep subject. It was child support, and I hate I missed that. Oh, my God. I could have told him. I could have schooled him on that right there, man. You know, that there. Mm. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. Back to Big Ride. All right. Let me do what we do here.
All right.
Underground independent artists. You want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, follow the instructions. Let's get you out there. All right, y'all. I'm going with Matt, Donnie Williams. Just like Matt. Yeah.
Couldn't believe
that right there. Close Up, that was by Jeff. All right, y'all, we are back. This is Lawless Radio. This is Greg Grind Hour, but no, I am not Tia. I am not Jevin. I'm sitting in. This is Buck, the one and only. The brother TL, he's out making them $100,000 moves for Lawless Radio. Y'all need to keep y'all eyes and ears open to what Lawless Radio has to offer. Big things. Big things are coming your way. All right, check it out. I'm going to bring in the one and only, the greatest Lawless supporter there is. He's like on the committee or something, somebody. Mississippi Red, are you there?
I'm here, bro. I'm here.
Always a pleasure. How you feel this evening?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good, living large and in charge. I'm just a little mad this evening because we had an open house at school today. It was a district-wide open house where incoming, where parents can come and see what's going on. I only had one damn parent showed up, so I'm kind of, it was like 2 hours of wasted time, but at least I get paid for it, so that's a plus. All right, what was the topic tonight?
Yeah, that's pretty sad. No parent really gives a damn. The topic was, what I was talking about was I was going to a Walmart, and there was a woman behind me in her Muslim dressing, you know what I'm saying, a full, whole black fit, you know, all you saw was her eyes, you know what I'm saying? And as I was walking, if people are walking past me, and they, you know, she's like right behind me, and they cutting their eyes at her, you know what I'm saying? Like she Al-Qaeda or something like that, you know what I mean? And I just felt bad for the woman because she was with her two children, and I heard her talking to her children, and she sounds somebody like straight out the hood, you know what I'm saying? She ain't had no accent or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? I just thought that was pretty bad, man. I mean,
the school that I work at, and Mel can vouch for this, the school that I work at is only live like 6 minutes from it, for one. I mean, it's on the north side. But in that area in particular, the area of the school, you have a lot of Asians and you have a lot of immigrants, like recent transplants from West Africa. And they live and they have that sort of garb with the dress and even like the little girls with the scarf on their head, and just like you said, they not that type of Muslim. They not like with the terrorists and all that. You know, they speak almost perfect English, like damn near better than me and you. They not like, just because your name is Hassan don't mean that you dangerous. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why people think that.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? They obviously came over here, Muslims come over here from like Ghana and Somalia, a lot of war-torn countries, because I've had students that have saw their parents get killed in war. They come over here to make a better life for themselves. You know, they ain't doing us no harm. I've yet to see one transplant that had any that, I can see this. You know, there's certain things you can pick up as a teacher. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are they trying to, you know, I can tell these, they fit right in, basically. You know what I'm saying? There was no wrongdoing at any point in time, you know, at my job. They just want to come here for a better life because they've seen their parents killed, their country is war-torn. You know, that's just as bad as, you know, me and Mel riding down the street and we get pulled over just because we black. You know, you cannot profile like that, people. You cannot profile like that. You know, I mean, we become better than that.
Yeah, and hold tight. Then see, that's my whole point, man. We as a people, I mean, we ain't went no further than the 50s. Mel Lawless, you there, honey?
Hey.
Hey, that a bright sunshine is. How you feel?
Sorry that I missed the show. Like Mississippi said, we're just now getting in, so I definitely will be on tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking it off.
Yeah. Hey, let's not forget about tonight. I got to check tonight out myself.
You said what?
I got to check what's going on tonight myself. It's Lawless After Hours tonight, right?
That's with
Yeah.
Okay, we going to get on because I have it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And, you know, what I wanted to tell everybody, we taking it to the next level this Saturday.
Yeah.
We getting rough and dirty.
Yeah.
I'm putting out the disclaimer and everything.
Okay.
Ain't no more we doing just talking. No, let's talk. Let's be adults. That's what we going to do.
That's what Lawless is about. Lawless After Hours, dog, that's what it's all about. Hell yeah. That's, hey, I wait the whole, I stay the whole week up waiting for it. for real. Hey, real quick, Mel, I know you are an international woman, and I'm quite sure you may know a few of, you may have some Muslim friends or acquaintances or something like that. Yes or no, maybe?
Yeah. I agree, like what Mississippi said. They just actually come here for a better life, and all Muslims aren't transplants. Some are from here.
They're not all terrorists either.
You know, we got that because of the bombings that just happened.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like it was 9/11. The first time I got on the plane and I was sitting next to somebody in Gore, I was scared to shit. Ooh. But.
Okay.
But I was scared. I'm not going to lie. Because, you know, they're not all like that. That's like saying all black people are criminals.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. Some of us are, but most of us are not.
Hey, I know. Check it out, Mel. I know one guy that's not a black criminal. That's my man Charles Ramsey up in Cleveland up there that saved the cute little white girl from the three Mexican kidnappers. Yeah.
I wonder how much money he's going to get.
Well, you know what? Catrice was watching CNN. They had an interview on CNN about that he turned the money down. They offered him a reward, but he turned it down and told him to get into the girl.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, but now you got somebody out there saying that he wasn't the original person that saved the girl. They say it was some Mexican that helped save the girl. He just happened to be there.
Well, it don't matter as long as they out of there.
Yeah,
that's one of them stories where I'm like, how the heck you stay somewhere for 10 years in a house and you can't get out? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'd have bit somebody or something, cut something off or something. That'd have been some blood spewed around there somewhere, somehow.
I'm talking against one. No, the other two brothers are not being prosecuted. No, they're not. They just said it on the news. It on the news that they're not prosecuting the other two brothers, just the one.
Just the one. Damn, okay. I don't know. I'm not sure how they can do that, but okay. You know, I mean, I would consider them as accessories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I would have thought of them as accessories. I'm not sure what is going with that.
Yeah, they did say that they are not prosecuting him. I watched that on 5 o'clock news. So that's you know, that's crazy. But I know that they knew that he had them girls in there again.
I mean, how could you not? This is what you sleeping and eating and pissing at? Come on now. You can't fool me like that. That's like saying, you know, I got kids running around here, and I ain't even know it. Y'all, here, man, please. No, I'm not sure how they're getting away with that. Hey, Mel, right quick, I got like 5 minutes left. You want to throw some love out to anybody?
I want to throw love out to everybody. All my love, I love y'all. Growing every day, and it's getting, it's fun, you know. It don't even feel like work. It's just love.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm.
Damn right about that.
Mississippi, because he's back here, he's mad.
Okay, hold tight. Let me throw Mississippi in. Hold tight real quick. Mississippi, okay, come on. Give me some love to somebody, man. I know you know somebody you want those love to.
Man, I'm just want those love to the whole Lawless family. We all out there, you, the chairman, Catrice, Mel Lawless, everybody, we doing it big, and it's only going to get bigger. And don't forget to check No Limit, starring Mel Lawless and Ammo, Saturday night at 11 Eastern, 10 Central.
Oh, freaking right. I will do just that. Mississippi, I appreciate you and you and Mel coming on this evening. Thank you, Catrice, for coming in and sharing your doctor mentality and just doing what you do. Appreciate you. Hey, I will catch y'all tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock Eastern, bucking off a buck. That's where I will be. And, you know what, no, I'm going to save it till tomorrow. I'm going to save it till tomorrow on what it is that I'm going to spit as far as being fucking off, okay? So I will catch y'all tomorrow. Appreciate everybody. TL, brother, we holding it down for you. We will be here when you get here. We ain't going nowhere. Y'all stay lawless. All right, this is Out of Them Clothes, Bo Deal.
Let a thug protect your heart like a bodyguard. Back rubs and foot scrubs the whole night. We can tongue kiss the whole night. Y'all mine. I'ma go places he won't go.
Right.
So take your clothes off and give me this show.
Cause you would look better in your birthday suit. And I just wanna freak with you. It's your soul. You got it going on.
Okay.
Everybody in the world.
No.
If you want honey for show.
That's true.
Gotta get you up, got it in the clothes.
You can take them all.
Got it in the clothes. Got it in the clothes.
You already know what it do, boo.
Gotta get you up.
Whipped cream, cherry, strawberries, hot oils and all that. I'm trying to give you what you've been missing. Uh-huh. Yeah.